Nancy Jackson.
Whenever words of faith are spoken, when you pray, the yokes of bondage are broken. When you pray, casting down imaginations and everything that would exalt itself against the word of God. When you pray, yielding to the Holy Spirit, when you pray, He promises He'll hear it. When you pray, everything that you desired, just believe and you'll receive it. Father said He'd give it when you pray.
Beautiful song. We'll be hearing some more of that. Nancy Jackson, When You Pray. All right. One of the things that we definitely need to be praying about is one of the things that so many people have been talking about, and that is justice. We've been having a discussion on both sides of this issue. Some saying we've got to do more to bring about justice in America. Others who are upset with people who speak out against injustice. Can you imagine a group of people, same nation, all claiming to be Christians, praying about justice, some of them upset when people speak out against injustice, and the others saying we've got to have more justice? Not only a nation divided, but a church divided. We've got to pray. Well, let's take a look. Let's get some help from Holman's Bible Dictionary as we take a look at justice. And I tell you, it's interesting what needs to be considered. It talks about the content of justice, the benefits of which are to be distributed as basic rights in the community. and can be identified by observing what is at stake in the passages in which justice, righteousness, and judgment occur. You all know that I've been sharing with you for some time now that it is so interesting to see that very, very frequently justice and righteousness are paired together in the same passage of Scripture. Very often you will find the words, the two words, justice and righteousness, right there together in the same chapter, in the same passage of Scripture. But at other times, you may not find both words together, but you may find one of the words and the other, the principle attached to the word. So he may have the word justice in one of the verses. And as you continue to read, you'll see that righteousness is a principle being conveyed in that same passage of Scripture, or vice versa. The word righteousness may be used in the passage. And the principle of justice is also conveyed in the same passage. Needs which are met include land, the means to produce from the land, such as draft animals and millstones. Productive concerns are basic to securing other essential needs and thus avoiding dependency. Isn't it interesting that we have so many people who will say people need to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, and they make sure that the people don't have what they need in order to pull? It's all about helping people avoid dependency. When we truly care about justice, we really want people to do well. But when that's just rhetoric, be right back.